Unit 16, A Perfect Lunar Landing. 1. On July 16th, 1969, after traveling 239,000 miles into space, the Apollo 11 spacecraft slowly circled around the moon. Attached to it was the Eagle, a smaller spacecraft called a lunar module. With two astronauts aboard, it separated from the Apollo 11. It drifted downward and landed without a splash on the moon's Sea of Tranquility. Then, one of the most memorable moments in American and scientific history occurred. Neil Armstrong, dressed in a white spacesuit, stepped down from his spacecraft onto the moon. He became the first human being to set foot on another world. 2. Neil was soon joined by Buzz Aldrin, and together they explored the moon on foot. It was a very different world from our own. On the moon, there is no air, water, clouds, weather, or sound, since sound travels on air. There are no living things. The ground is barren and is covered with gray rock and gray, powder-like soil. The daytime temperature is hot enough to boil water at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. At night, it would freeze it instantly as it drops to about 280 degrees below zero. There is no water on the moon, however. It is drier than any desert on Earth. 3. There are large dark areas on the moon, hundreds of miles across. They are made from rock inside the moon that melted, flowed out, and flooded the lowlands. An Italian astronomer named Giovanni Riccioli used a telescope to map the moon 350 years ago. He thought the smooth, dark areas were seas. Although we know better now, we still call these areas seas, like the Sea of Tranquility. That's where Aldrin and Armstrong walked, picked up samples of rock and soil, set up experiments, and took photographs. They even enjoyed themselves by taking great leaps, jumping farther than even the greatest athlete, due to the much weaker gravity. Overweight people would like it on the moon because you weigh 6 times less than you weigh on Earth. When the astronauts returned to Apollo 11, they left behind a plaque that said, "Here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. We came in peace for all mankind." 4. 5 more landings were made on the moon over the next 3.5 years. 10 more astronauts became moonwalkers. They explored various regions from the flat seas to the rugged highlands. On the last 3 missions, they were able to cover more territory because they had a vehicle called a lunar rover or moon buggy. It was collapsible. It was powered by electric motors and was able to carry 2 astronauts and their equipment at a top speed of 9 miles an hour. 5. Apollo 17 was the last spacecraft to take men to the moon in December 1972. Altogether, there were 6 successful landings by Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Unlucky Apollo 13 was damaged by an explosion on the way to the moon. The crew had to use their lunar module to make it safely back to Earth. 6. Early in the 21st century, a moon base is expected to be built. Scientific laboratories and observatories will be built, as well as living quarters. There will be lunar ferries that will travel to the moon and back with scientists and engineers aboard. Later, interplanetary craft will be built to carry explorers to Mars and perhaps one day to other planets in our universe.